KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Tonight, school board officials in Oakland begin the process of replacing outgoing Superintendent Tony Smith. Smith surprised colleagues last week when he announced he's resigning so that his family can be closer to his ailing father-in-law, who lives in Chicago. Jill Tucker covers Oakland Unified for the San Francisco Chronicle. Ms. Tucker, when Smith came on board 4 years ago, the district was trying to turn around very severe financial problems. How did he fare?
You know, I think it's nearly universal agreement that he is leaving the district better than he found it. Last year, for the first time in a decade, if not a little bit more, the school budget in Oakland had no deficit. And they had been operating, even though they balance their budget every year, they'd been operating with a deficit for a very long time. So he was able to get rid of that structural deficit, and yet at the same time avoiding layoffs, even in the midst of a recession and all the budget cuts. When they had a bond on the ballot in November, it passed with 84% voter support. And a poll showed the highest support of the district in about 18 years. So in general, overall, I think that there are a lot of very sad people in Oakland that he's leaving.
But he did have to make some controversial calls, like closing schools. How did he weather that criticism?
You know, I remember speaking to him at the time because he is sort of evangelical in his efforts to address racism and to address race issues in Oakland and some of the other community issues that are really tough to discuss, violence and inequality in our schools. And I think it was very difficult for him when he started closing schools. He felt that there were too many schools for the population. They'd been losing enrollment. And yet some of the schools that he was closing were predominantly minority schools, and they'd accused him of being a racist, and I think it was very difficult for him. But he was very steadfast at the time and just said, look, you know, when you're in this position, you just have to keep going forward. You can't stop and think about what people are saying. When you believe that you're doing the right thing, you do the right thing. And, you know, so they did shut down a few schools. It was not popular. He also took on a teachers union, trying to tackle seniority in hiring issues so that he could get higher quality teachers in some of the lowest performing schools. That, of course, rankled the union. But in general, he's a very steadfast person, that he has a very strong belief system, and he just has stuck with it. And at times that hasn't been popular, but in general, you know, the union and everybody else said they were disappointed to hear he was going.
Now, Oakland really has struggled to raise the graduation rates and the test scores, and those have improved overall from what I understand, and yet there's still an achievement gap. What remains to be done in that area?
You know, as Tony Smith said, there's still a lot to do in Oakland, and I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Test scores are still far below the state average. They're moving in the right direction. Graduation rates, dropout rates. We still have issues, you know, with at-risk students, you know, not achieving, schools where the teachers don't have the same experience level or the resources that other schools have. So it's, you know, there's still a lot of work to do. I don't think anybody, even though they are no longer under direct state control, so they've sort of gotten past that in the, you know, from the state takeover days of 2003. But I think everyone would agree that Oakland still has a very long way to go, but at least they're on the right track. At least most people believe that they're on the right track.
Now, Oakland teachers have complained that they're paid less than those in comparable districts. Could that change under a new superintendent?
I think it could change under a new superintendent, if and only if more money starts coming into Oakland. And we may see that with the governor's new proposed budget, that schools and districts that serve predominantly low-income or English learner students would see more money. And I think if Oakland does see an increased share of the state budget for education, that you would probably very definitely see teachers paid a little bit more. But it's very difficult, you know, to pay them more when you have a static budget coming in. On the plus side, Oakland teachers haven't been, they haven't gone through layoffs as much as other districts, so they've sort of safeguarded them from the layoff process. you know, but on the other hand, they are paid lower than many local districts.
What else is the teachers' union looking for?
I think, you know, in a new superintendent or in general, I think what I heard from the union this week is that they want stability. You know, they want to be able to count on their school system, their leaders. I think that was the hardest part of seeing Tony Smith leave, is that, you know, he's been here for 4 years. He has increased the stability within the district. And I think that everyone would love to just see Oakland catch a break. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge for whoever the school board brings in to stay the course. As, you know, the school board has said, they don't want somebody to come in and shake things up. They like the road they're on. And I think that that's going to be the difficult part when they look at who they're going to hire. Because anybody who comes to a large city to be superintendent, you know, like a city like Oakland, they're going to want to put their own mark. It, you know, the job comes with a bit of ego. And I think it's going to be difficult to find somebody that's going to stay the course and take the reforms that Tony Smith has implemented and keep on that path.
Is there any sense of whether that new person would come from either outside the district or from within?
You know, they haven't started the process yet. Tonight at the board meeting, as you mentioned, they're going to start talking about it. The first step is accepting Tony Smith's resignation, and then they'll go into the process of deciding whether they want to hire a consulting firm and do a national search or try to stay a little more local. There hasn't been any names from inside the district that folks have said, oh, here's a valid candidate, here's a real good candidate that they might consider. So no names have sort of come forward just in these last few days since the announcement of the resignation. So it's unclear if there's anybody inside the district that's ready to step into that role. I haven't heard any names coming out, so we'll have to see. It's as Jody London, one of the school board members, said when I asked her about a replacement, she said, well, I didn't know Tony Smith existed until I met Tony Smith.
Jill Tucker, thank you.
Thank you.
Jill Tucker is an education reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.